But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
No, you mean the wiggle, this very crazy arm movement. Michelle Lamour is not quite what you would do.
Little snake dance? Little, yeah.
I don't know what this is. Yeah, this is a little Medusa
move.
We're
going to call it the Vasquez.
That's the Vasquez.
It is.
Look at you.
We have the premier name in burlesque in our studio right now. I'm a little nervous. I know we've talked over the phone a couple times, but Michelle Lamour, we had to find you and contact you when we saw Butthoven because it was, I know. And does that bother you when that's what people know you for? Because you have so many other
knows me for that.
I do.
No.
Is that wrong? And we just watched Buttcracker, which
did
we
you?
Enjoyed, yes.
I mean, people know me, but it's not like if I'm walking around town, people are like, I know that in those jeans, you know? I don't get recognized for that, you know?
Well, Craig is fascinated by this. If you go to YouTube and...
What?
We're both fascinated.
Okay,
no,
fine,
we're both fascinated.
No, I am.
And
fascinated.
Susan Berkus, if you go to YouTube, Michelle has such complete control over her body and rhythmically.
It is wow. And I was telling Patty before the show, I don't know how you rehearse these routines. Do you have like a mirror set up and you're watching yourself somehow to make sure you're doing it?
Well, that one's a hard one to watch. I had to bring in my husband Frankie and just say, hey, is this working out okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was dying laughing hysterically.
It's spectacular. And the one that's on YouTube, I mean, because you come out, you're so elegant. You have the tails on, you know, mm-hmm. and you set up the music stand and then you flip open the tails and there's this beautiful, I believe, is it rhinestone bow tie?
Of course.
It's just at the top of your, what do they call this part right here? The lower, just at the tail, I guess.
Sure.
Yes, sure. Can you tell me what you would call that right at the top of the crack? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what I can say or not say here, so I'm going
to we'll
be
let you know.
Nice.
Yeah, no. I mean, okay. So after midnight, when mm-hmm. we know we're going to have adult topics, we play a little Ella Fitzgerald. We let people know we're doing the midnight
things
tease.
Things are happening.
Yeah, and this is adult topics. If there are things you might find a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, amiss and not quite to your liking, you've been warned. And then when you hear it and you get mad, but I warned you.
Okay.
But burlesque is such a, it has become such a, I think, a revered part of performance. I don't know what people can get upset about. Do they still get upset about burlesque?
Of course.
Oh.
I mean.
That's disappointing.
Right. We're very lucky to live in a big city, but the big city is still in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you get out of this nice comfort zone, you know, you don't always get the best reaction.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah,
well, but we're talking
we're
about it, so they shouldn't be too upset about it. Let us. So you grew up in Orland Park,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you went to the University of Illinois, if I recall correctly.
I did.
You were studying
Champaign, yeah.
finances,
mm-hmm.
and then you went. You know what? I have an idea.
Yeah.
Were you doing?
I'm gonna wiggle my butt.
Look out, world!
That's awesome. ILL.
Susan Burke is also. We're all three of us are alum from University of Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
And she lived. You lived in the six pack. You said
I did.
I lived in Allen Hall. What was your dorm? Did you live
in
the dorms?
An apartment
from the very beginning.
Well, I went to community college first.
Oh, okay.
And then transferred.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had an apartment.
So you're in Urbana, I'm guessing.
No.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You were living in where it was loud and crowded,
yeah.
being near all the action. Of course you were.
I had to walk to class in the snow, uphill.
Both ways. The wind was always in my face, which it really was.
It
no
was.
Matter which, if you went to class, the wind was in your face and you were like, well, at least when I go back to my apartment, it will be at my back. And it was not. It was in your face. What led you to dancing and performing?
It's just actually what I wanted to do. I didn't want to do finance at all.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like the practical thing to do.
Yeah, it seemed like the practical thing to do. And, you know, I started dancing late when I was 15.
Oh,
and
so old.
I know.
I'm sure the girls were, I know. Were you 15 years old looking around going, I'm just the old lady in the class?
Well, I mean, so I was super shy. So it took me a long time to sort of gear up the confidence to take my first class.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I did, I was completely hooked.
Oh.
And yeah, and then I started teaching kids and I'm like, this is what I want to do.
You found your thing.
Yeah, totally found my thing. And then, you know, sort of believed the things that people tell you, like you can't do that. You know, it's such as you should have a real job, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so after a while, I just ended up believing that. Mm-hmm. And
we all do. Most of us do.
Yeah.
I think that 95% of us do.
Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, saying, okay, well, I'm good at math, so I'll do finance. And I was still dancing on the side, and that's what I really wanted to do. And I mean, honestly, 9/11 happened, and that completely turned me around.
Made you think that, you know, you don't know when your number's up in that kind of way? Or
yeah, just, you know, life is really short and I don't enjoy what I'm doing and the finance world is crap right now. Mm-hmm. And I was just about to graduate and I was just like, well, I'm going to pursue what I want to do. Did I know it was burlesque / Beethoven? No, I didn't know that. But I knew that I wanted to dance, and then that led me into doing burlesque.
Well, I mean, so what were the steps from graduating, thinking you were going to go into finance, and mm-hmm. knowing you said, well, I'm passionate about dancing, life is short. How do you...
Yeah, was there like a dream one night that you had, and you just saw yourself butt dancing to Beethoven, and you said, okay, that's it?
Honestly, I have had that idea for so long.
Like, which one?
The Beethoven.
Oh, really?
I just thought it would be so funny, and I've never really had the opportunity to do it, and then I just did it one day, and who knew?
How can we explain it to people who are just thinking we're being silly about Beethoven? The music is playing.
Butt and... isolations to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and I sit on a piano bench... And I just—I
don't mean that you're.
If you were ever listening to classical music, this is the one thing you needed to add to it. Yeah. And you didn't know you needed this.
I mean, but she goes left, right, and then both, and then like quickly each right. individual cheek.
Is it hard to get the routine down?
Doing it right now.
She's doing it right now. She's gonna teach me how to do it. I've been doing CrossFit. I suspect that burlesque is harder.
Mm. I have feelings about CrossFit.
Do you have feelings about CrossFit?
Yeah, well, I
try anything. I'll try burlesque. I know that you offer classes as well, the dojo for your mojo.
Yeah.
And are you moving? Is this what
no.
I saw? I saw you post something that you were...
Oh, no,
the
I'm
Everly
not,
Social Club.
The Everly Social Club is closing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It sounded like a lot of people were very sad.
Yeah. You know, we kind of went through our thing about it.
And someone bought us at your auction. Someone bought the swing.
Oh my God.
And then they gave it to you. Tell us a little bit about the swing.
So the Everly Social Club was primarily like a members social club geared towards artists. And we would do a lot of very sexy events in there. We did burlesque shows, but we also did an event called Naked Girls Reading.
Mm-hmm.
We would throw private dinners and private parties and like very, you know, scandalous things. And we had a swing in the corner and a girl would sit on the swing and it was just really beautiful, and it was a great conversation piece, and it just became like the symbol of the club. And, you know, we were closing, and we're like, well, let's just auction off the swing and see what happens. And it was purchased within 20 minutes of us putting it up there. And then on Saturday at our show at Wiggle Room, we presented the swing to the man who purchased it, and then he turned around and gave it right back to me.
Oh, that was very nice.
It was very sweet.
Are you happy about that, Frankie? That's really nice, because it, obviously if it was a symbol that meant so much to you about, you know, these memories that you have, what a great thing to cherish.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We are talking to Michelle Lamour, and she has an upcoming event that she wants you to know about for Valentine's Day weekend on the 13th and 14th. She has the Big Sexy Show. You can go to michellelamour.com for information about not only that show, but also Naked Girls Reading and other events you have coming up.
Correct.
When does Everly Social Club close?
Officially, we have it till April 1st. Unless anybody wants to rent it now, you can have it. I'll move out.
I see. Where is it located? Let's go ahead and be
take all my furniture out.
Where is it located?
You can go nuts. It's at 939 West Randolph.
939 West Randolph. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a space, maybe for your artistic endeavors,
mm-hmm.
what else can people use it for? I'll help you out here.
It's a blank slate, baby.
All
whatever
right.
you want.
939 West Randolph. You can find Michelle Lamour at michellelamour.com. More with her when we return on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Does it just... do you just feel like you're being asked
it's
to perform?
Have love.
But to see your upper body doesn't twitch to the, like your shoulders, your entire torso remains stationary while your derriere is in rhythm with the, with
it's part of the magic.
It really is.
It's like a ventriloquist kind of.
Oh God. That's it's taken it somewhere.
Yes, really. I like that. No, we both like that, though. Tell us a little bit about the sexy show coming up this this Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes, it's a big sexy show and burlesque and variety and everything sexy and big.
And there's a we have a special event leading up to it as well, like sort of a reception beforehand. Am I?
Yeah, so...
or is it already sold out?
No, I don't know. On the 13th, on February 13th, we have Naked Girls Reading at 7, which is we're doing a theme called Love Hurts.
Ooh.
Passionate breakups and all that sorts of stuff. And then if you get a VIP ticket, then you can get to come to the reception before the show at the Everly.
Okay.
One of the last events at the Everly Social Club.
Oh, and I'm so glad that you asked me about coming in because we hadn't met yet. And I welcome you to come back if you want before your event, if you have time to come in again. And if you want to bring any performers with you as well, we can meet everybody, whatever you want to do.
Fun.
How many performers do you have in the sexy show? The big sexy show.
There'll be nine ladies, and then we have about four variety acts.
What kind of variety?
We have a guy who juggles bowling balls.
What's his name?
His name is Mongolian Strongman Tolga.
Mongolian Strongman Tolga.
Yeah.
He doesn't date Ray Ray Sunshine, does he?
Oh, not that I know of.
Okay, because do you know Ray Ray?
I do.
I think she was dating a juggler, too. I don't know if they're still together.
Oh,
I feel bad.
I know who that is.
Yeah, that guy's name is Mark something.
Faye. I know, but I wasn't sure if Mark was going with a different name.
Oh, no. This is not
So
Mark.
Mongolian Tungo.
He is a big man.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mark is a lean guy. But Mark can balance a lawnmower on his chin and throw a lettuce into it. So there's a lot of different things going on. So Mungo can juggle bowling balls.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
With or without his shirt on. I'm just wondering what's for the ladies. Okay.
Come on now. This is my show.
Excellent. Well, that would be my question because you're incredibly attractive and beautiful and a great performer, and so you know
you
obviously
know it from my selfies.
Stop it. We're gonna practice more selfies. That's I'm teaching her the selfie technique. But women, we love watching other women. You know, sort of imagining ourselves moving like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, men enjoy that, but you also provide some entertainment for the women to enjoy as a visual aspect of the show.
Yes, entertainment for all.
Excellent.
It is something interesting about burlesque. My wife obviously doesn't want to go to a strip club ever,
right.
But she loves going to see a burlesque show with me, and I've found that all the time, any women that you're casually friends with, anyone that you talk to about this, if they understand it, it's just a very different experience for them.
Right. If they understand it. Sometimes there's women that don't get it at all.
They feel like they've been sort of coerced into coming to the event.
Yeah. Oh, no. And so sometimes they'll sit like right in the front row. I don't even know how this happens. And they give the bitch face.
Oh, sure. Yes, you know. Fine. I like that you looked at me afterwards. Is that okay? Absolutely. That was okay. I give you permission because it's in quotation marks.
Know, right?
Because it's in quotation marks.
Right.
It's actually a descriptor, and I think it's necessary. There isn't really any other word you can use.
Right.
So it is appropriate.
Okay, good.
And tell us about the dojo for your mojo.
Yeah, Studio L'Amour. I've been running it for about 7 years, and I teach burlesque from very, very beginner to advanced performance level.
And how do you, when someone comes in, how do you sort of coax them into feeling more confident about their body? Because I'm guessing they're there because they either are confident or strive to be confident.
Yeah, I'm not sure that anybody comes in super confident. I think there's a lot of women around that are, very nervous about it. Just like me, when I first started my first dance class, I was very nervous. And that wasn't even burlesque. So, I definitely appreciate where these women are coming from. And, just encouraging them to embrace their sexuality, embrace their jiggle, and appreciate being a woman.
By the way, can I just say, you said jiggle, and Craig is, yes, embrace your jiggle.
Yep, that makes sense.
Susan also nodding, embrace your jiggle.
They like it.
People
like it.
We're getting texts to that same effect, too, from the 708. Hell yeah, men love to watch that. Thank you.
Right. That's
and then from the 608, too, does Michelle plan on doing any Strauss? I think that might be interesting.
Are you getting requests for other musical numbers?
Well, I've done Buttcracker.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed that very much.
That's good.
Well, I did love because it is a ballet. You come out with the tutu, and you dance beautifully, and then you maintain what is the arm
fifth position.
You maintain fifth position while doing the rest of the number with your What do you prefer as far as saying your, with your derriere, with your what, with you know, your tuchus, but with your bum?
Bum.
Craig just, he's like, more words
booty,
along these lines.
Booty's good.
Booty, that's yeah. Booty. You are a lovely performer and even more lovely in person. It's my pleasure to finally meet you. And everyone can find out more information about your performance, The Big Sexy Show, on February 13th and 14th at City Winery. And that's right here in Chicago. Go to Michelle Lamour. Now, how do I say your name differently?
You're correct. It's fine.
Lamour. How do other people say it?
I don't know.
They say it more Chicago.
You seem real excited about it. I am.
I'm very excited about it.
I just like how
Michelle
you sound.
Lamour. I am. Shouldn't I be excited? I think I'm very excited. We've been excited since the first time we had you on. We had you on the phone once from New Orleans with the Naked Girls Reading. And you have other events with that coming up?
Yeah, I've been on the phone with you when I was in LA, and then in New Orleans, right before I was supposed to dance, I was backstage at the House of Blues. I'm like, okay, I gotta go. They're calling me.
Yeah, no, I that's the best time to talk to somebody is when they're right in the middle of something else and we get right to it.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle Lamour, we welcome you back anytime in studio.
Thank you so much.
And I know you're traveling, so please be safe and we'll let you go pack. And one more time, MichelleLamour.com. You can also find out about her studio, Lamour.com. And I'm gonna take classes. My mom and I have talked about taking classes together. Have you had mom and mother?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I think that's what we need to do. I think burlesque with abuelita is the next step in this.
That is hilarious.
That could be a web series.
Yes. We need to take videos and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know how.
Burlesque con abuelita.
I don't know how abuelita feels about that, but we'll put it in the hopper and see what comes out. More after this. It's time now for our news.